Emory High School Basketball on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Time for second half action here on AM 750. Emory and Summit Academy at the Sevier Valley Center in Ridgefield. The winner will move on to meet South Summit in the semifinals tomorrow with a chance to play for the state championship. Jordan Buscarini alongside Scott Labrum. We're set for second half action. Also want to welcome the viewers on ETV 10. Yeah, we're simulcasting today, Scott, all over the place.
So we'll now they kind of check up what we say.
Right.
On the radio, you can say it and sell it, but got TV, you better do it right.
And right out of the gate, Summit Academy turns the basketball over. Now they go with the original starting five. They have Ferris in the game along with Miller, Figueroa, and then they have Velez and Scott down low. The Spartans also have their starting five out with Willstead, Ridge, Ty Justice, Tyson Roper, and Kevin Butler. Ty is trapped on the right side. Emory moving left to right this half to Ridge. Open corner three. No good. Spins around the rim and a loose ball whistle called against Summit Academy. Whistle this one against Miller. I like the call. He pushed off on Roper.
I saw Roper coming for it, but I didn't see the foul.
They call it on Scott. I don't think they pegged that on the right guy.
That happened in the girls' state playoffs, too.
Yes, it did.
Gave the wrong 2-3. One was 23, one was 33 here, and then in girls, same thing. And it happens.
Yep.
You're turning the right way to make the call.
And the Spartans turn the ball over on the inbounds pass. We've seen that three times already in this game. Figueroa tried to go baseline. He stopped and popped from about 15 feet out. And now it's 26-21, Summit Academy by five with 7:15 to play in the third.
Tested that ankle right away. He did.
Double dribble against
Willstead. He did. Uncharacteristic.
2 points and two turnovers for Dillon. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Summit Academy leads 26-21. Figueroa goes to Miller. Entry pass down low. Scott working on Kevin
nice
Butler.
Job.
Swatted ball goes out of bounds. Well, Butler was unable to save it, yet he deflected Scott, so maybe he'll think twice about going up against it. Yeah, mentally, you think about that, right, as a player.
Yeah.
Summit Academy basketball, 16-footer, no good. Ferris misses again. Boy, he is really struggling from the field in this game. And now it's Emory ball. Ridge wants to run, try to pass to Willstead, bounce style, and it was kicked out of bounds, last touch by Kaylor Miller.
Oh, they had hands on a lot of balls.
Summit Academy's quick. They're quick. They rotate. Very disciplined defensively. Something you would appreciate.
Yeah.
Very disciplined.
I think everybody knows I love defense.
Emory basketball. Willstead drives inside. Beautiful shovel pass to Kevin Butler. Can't finish at the rim. And the rebound grabbed by Velez. It was a pretty pass from Willstead. Missed opportunity for Emory. Down low, Scott. And a reach-in foul whistled against Kevin Butler. Stops the clock with 6:25 to play in the third. And I believe that's the third personal on Kevin. It is. He'll check out of the game. Kobe Butler comes in. Also, today you can listen to the Emory Spartans at CastleCountryRadio.com. Do not forget that. Follow the Spartans throughout the remainder of the tournament, either on KOAL or online at CastleCountryRadio.com. The internet stream brought to you by the Food Ranch in Orangeville, where you can stop off and have lunch at the Spartans Den. Foul whistled against the Spartans down low. Foul called against Kobe Butler, and that sends Kaylor Miller to the line to shoot two for Summit Academy. Now, Kobe has two, Kevin has three. It's very important that Kobe plays at least the next 4 or 5 minutes, Scott, without picking up that third foul.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got some fouls to use there. Take advantage of them. My question is, can Ty defend? On this other end, you better get him some shots because he can't go. He's not lateral. He's having a really hard time moving.
But that ankle.
Miller went right around him, as did Figueroa.
Both shots good for Miller. 28-21, 7-point lead for Summit Academy. Ridge tries another three ball. This one short off of the front iron. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Miller, so Emory will inbound on the baseline. They've been outscored 4-0 as we near 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter.
Nice job. I mean, Ridge's shots are looking good. Just
getting good looks.
Yeah.
Wanted to keep taking them.
Kobe still wants the ball. So I don't care how big he is. Give me the ball.
Roper tries a corner three, and it's short. Rebound grabbed by Figueroa, 15 feet away from the hoop, and now he'll walk it up for Summit Academy. 5:57 left in the third. Figueroa goes right side. Holding it's Ferris.
Dillon's got to be careful, too.
He's got three personals. You can kind of tell he scaled his defense back just a bit, Scott.
Yeah.
Summit Academy showing some patience. Figueroa 15 feet away from the hoop after driving in. Fadeaway shot over the top of Justice is good off of the baseline. And Summit Academy has now matched their largest lead of the game, 30-21.
Emory has not scored in this half.
Then outscored 6-0. Roper in the paint, tried to go up on Scott, and a foul called from the weak side on Velez from behind, and that'll send Tyson Roper to the line. Now they called it on Scott.
Oh, wow.
That's the second time Scott's been called for a foul in this half, and I don't know that he was a guilty party, Scott.
Yeah, I agree.
Nonetheless, Tyson Roper goes to the line, a chance to break the dry spell for Emory offensively. First foul shot's up, and it's in. He needed that one bad. Colton Butler will come in. Ty Justice goes to the bench. Ty still walking very gingerly on that ankle.
Yeah. You know you want to fight through that, too, as a player.
Yeah.
You know, your senior year state tournament.
Roper knocks down a pair, so Emory back within 7, 30-23.
I think you really want to get back to the running game if you can.
Oh,
make
yeah.
these guys run the floor. I just don't believe they can run with Colton Butler and Tyson Roper.
Figueroa goes near side, holding. It's Ferris back to Figueroa. Two-man game right now for Summit Academy. 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. It's 30-23, Summit Academy by 7. Velez kicks it out to Ferris. Wing three up, and it's in.
A 10-point
lead. You can live with it because he has really struggled from the field in this game, yet it's 33-23. Summit Academy by 10. Wilstead tries to drive, and he lost the basketball inside the perimeter. Now there's a tussle for the ball. Wilstead comes up with it. Another opportunity for Emory. Wilstead drives, and a extended knee foul called against Kaylor Miller. He extended the knee and put Wilstead down on the ground. Wilstead is now slow to get up. So Emory will inbound on the baseline. Wilstead's got to come out. Bodie Jacobson comes in. Dylan will limp over to the side.
The muscle, and you get a knee to the thigh?
Ooh, it doesn't feel good. Everybody's experienced that. Roper off the inbounds pass. Tried to drive, lost the handle on the ball. Picked up by Figueroa, then he double dribbles. And if you're Summit Academy, it's unfortunate because Figueroa had an outlet pass up to Ferris, who went in for an easy two-point basket. Yet the double dribble negates all that. It's still 33-23. Emory down by 10. They've scored 2 points in nearly 4 minutes in this third quarter.
And foul shots.
Yeah, no field goal. Ridge to Bodie. Bodie goes around a pick set by Kobe Butler.
Yes.
Feeds it into Kobe. Kobe lays it in for two.
Those guys have played well together.
A quick movement going on right now for Summit Academy around the baseline. Three-point shot no good by Figueroa. It's an air ball. The ball goes out of bounds.
I'm just watching Kobe Butler just putting a body and working hard down on Scott. I like it.
And Ridge on the inbounds pass threw it right away. Threw it right away to Ferris, and Ferris goes up for two. Shot no good, but a foul called from Bodie from behind. And that is a costly turnover. Ridge just threw the ball right away. Bodie went left, Ridge threw it right.
It sounds funny, but, you know, are you the guy that usually inbounds that ball?
Right.
I mean, Ridge is the guy that's getting the ball. You know, some people have a better knack. And then Ferris just, you know, jumps right in and draws a foul. Tough. Converts the second one as well. Emory down 10.
35-25. Emory tries to break the press. Colton Butler down to Kobe Butler. Kobe tried to finish at the rim, but a shot was deflected by Scott. Ball is loose. Picked up by Colton. Gives it to Ridge. Ridge drives in for two. Well, the ball floated loose around 15 feet from the basket.
Ridge got his hand on it, knocked it out, then finished it.
Summit Academy basketball and a loose ball foul called down low against Colton Butler.
Yeah, and that was a good call. He had a hold of his arm. You know, he was doubling down hard, and he was going to pick on his brother, and he said, no, sticking up for him.
35-27. Summit Academy basketball. There's the inbounds pass. Three ball up, and it's no good. Miller with a miss. Emory fighting for the defensive board down low. Can't grab it, and a defensive foul called, and that'll send Velez to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Kobe Butler. He's got three personals now.
You got to create space. You know, again, I'm not seeing anybody, you know, I'm not seeing anybody get down and create space. You got to against those long athletic players.
First shot no good for Velez. He's got one more coming his way.
27-35, 3:26 left here in the third. Spartans down by 8.
Second shot by Velez, no good. Free throw woes continue for Summit Academy, and it's kept Emory in this basketball game. Bodie with the ball, breaks the press, splits the defenders, lost the basketball, tries to save it, falling out of bounds, does, gets it to Colton Butler. He loses the ball, and it's picked up by Whedon for Summit Academy. Missed opportunity again for Emory. Another turnover, and it comes in a costly manner. We'll see if Summit Academy can make him pay now. Hines in the corner. Hines has been gun-shy from beyond the arc all game.
Yeah, I think he needs a little space as well to get it off.
Right now, Emory with Willstead, Jacobson, Colton Butler, Kobe Butler, and Tyson Roper out on the court. Whedon drives, lofts one over the top of Kobe, and it falls. Tough shot for Dallas Whedon, but he gets it to drop, and Summit Academy goes back up 37-27. Third quarter, 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Colton Butler drives, feeds it out to Willstead. Willstead pops from downtown, shot is off of the mark. Rebound grabbed by Ferris, had it wrestled away by Butler, then it's picked up by Scott, and a reach-in foul whistled against Emory. Foul called against Tyson Roper with 3:23 to play in the third. It is danger time right now for Emory. We have a timeout taken on the court.
That's a good call. That's a good timeout. It's, you know, we're playing like there's only two minutes left in the game.
Right.
I mean, control,
slow it down.
Yeah, I mean, not just control. You know, do what you want to do because you want to do it. We're trying to dribble through double teams, and we got to be careful, right? You say this is danger time.
3:23 left to play in the third quarter. 37-27. It's Emory basketball when we return here on AM 750 and 103.9 FM. Spartans down 10.
With my mom sick and me living out of town, it gets difficult to stay on top of her medications. I'm so grateful we found Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy. With their free home delivery service, I don't have to worry about how we'll get mom's medications to her. I can depend on Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy to make sure my mom has what she needs, so we can both have peace of mind.
Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, adjacent to the Castleview Urgent Care Center. Transfer your medications today by going into the pharmacy or calling 637-6337.
Back to the action on KOAL, AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
Out of the timeout, 2:23 left to play in the third quarter. 37-27, Summit Academy up by 10. What's going to be a very important defensive set for Emory right here as Summit Academy will inbound the basketball. This matches our largest lead of the ballgame right now in 10.
Dillon still has 2 points.
2 points in the game. Summit Academy going to work it around the perimeter. May take a little air out of the basketball. That's exactly what they're doing. Emory in a 2-3 zone, and Scott has the ball 15 feet away, and a foul called.
1-1. Maybe that's not a bad thing.
Maybe not.
Emory foul number 32. Colton Butler is second for 17 foul.
Willstead has some words for the official. Said, hey, same thing's happening on this side of the court.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree with him either. No, no. We've been in the 1-1 early in both halves. Maybe there's only been 7 foul calls against Summit Academy as Scott knocks down the front end of the 1-1. He's got one more coming his way.
Got a little testy down there with Velez and Colton Butler. Coach Jeff says quit warning him and call the foul.
Second shot for Scott is good. 12-point deficit right now for Emory. 39-27 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Emory's got to get to work offensively. Bodie with the ball, drives, gets it to Kobe Butler down low. Kobe draws the foul, shot no good, but he earns a trip to the foul line, stops the clock with 1:51 left in the third quarter.
Zach Scott's third.
Well, it definitely helped to get him off of the court.
Yeah.
Kobe at the line. Front end of the two-shot foul is in. Summit Academy will go back to the bench. Scott comes out of the game. Kaylor Miller checks in. So it's Miller, Whedon in the backcourt. You have Ferris, Velez, and Hagen Hines. Out for Summit Academy. Second shot for Kobe is up. Ben Butler knocks down the pair. 39-29, Emory down by 10. Spartans in a 2-2-1 full court press. Bears trying to break it. Whedon gets it to Ferris. Ferris is trapped by Willstead. He got away with a double dribble.
Yep, and a travel.
Summit Academy breaks the full court press. Yeah, you would think at least in the state tournament we'd get 3 officials in the 2A ranks,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess if you do that all year, though, you know, I don't know if you change that.
I think they should always have 3 officials to begin with. very difficult for two officials to see the entire court.
I'll tell you, Whedon is quick.
Whedon zigging and zagging, kicks it out to Hines. Hines' corner three is no good. Bodie Jacobson wrestles away a defensive board. Outlet pass to Tyson Roper. Roper lost his footing, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Well, he stutter steps, Scott, instead of taking the clear path to the basket.
Just go. Just go. He has that patented spin move, which is effective at times. The open court, just go, young man.
I think that was the instructions he got from the bench too.
Yeah.
Yep. Go.
I mean, there was a lot of traffic getting to it.
Footsteps. You hear footsteps.
You know, yeah, and a lot of traffic. So he got the pass later than he would want to. But still.
Well, he knocks down the first foul shot. Tyson.
We've had very
three
few.
Of three at the foul line.
Three. Done a great job there. It's like they're prepared to come back into that press.
Knocks down the second shot as well. 39-31. The press worked out for Emory last time. They said Summit Academy was lucky. They got away with a double dribble and a travel. And the Spartans go right back to it. This time Summit Academy breaks it a little bit easier. Ferris with the ball on the left wing. Crosses over. Now straight away. Kills it. Gives it to Figueroa, who goes right back to Ferris. Ferris is face guarded by Bodie. Emory trying to pressure the ball on the perimeter. 50 seconds left here in the third. And a 15-footer is money for Summit Academy. They go back up by 10. 41-31. Emory quickly moving. Kobe Butler shot down low, good off of the low block. Floated it. You got to put it up high, Scott. Normally you put it up that high when you can go glass. Kobe says, I don't need the glass. 41-33. Summit Academy breaks the press, and it's an easy two-point basket for Hagen Hines on the opposite side.
I know if Colton got caught up too high, it seemed like there was enough time to get back. The backside wing has to get that second pass.
Wilstead tries to initiate some offense, drives in, foul called on the ground. That's the sixth team foul against Summit Academy. They are out of fouls. Foul shots the rest of this basketball game for both teams. I don't like the wave off on that, Scott. He didn't put the ball back down on the ground,
no.
Did he?
No. High school really has not given much
no,
of a continuation
haven't.
At all.
They really haven't. And another turnover off the inbounds pass for Emory. I can't count how many times that's happened in this game. Figueroa, coast to coast, two-point basket. The lead is 12. Wilstead tries to rifle a pass to Roper. Roper loses the ball. Wilstead picks it up. Not going to get a shot off, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. Down by 12. 45-33. 8 minutes of action left in regulation. It's Emory Spartan basketball on AM 750 and 103.9 FM, down by 12. Do we have some more fourth quarter magic? We'll find out after this.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
You're listening to Emory Spartan Basketball on KOAL, AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
45-33, Summit Academy up by 12 over Emory. It's Spartan Basketball to start this fourth and final quarter of regulation. Spartans have struggled to get the ball inbounds. That time, Wilstead gets it to Roper. Roper goes right back to Wilstead. Wilstead's got to start moving offensively. It's been tough for him. Definitely a scouting report on Dylan Wilstead. This time he drives hard to the rack and finishes for two. Right on cue by Dylan Wilstead. And it's 45-35. Emory's defense has also got to get into the act as well because they still trail by 10 points.
Should have called that out. Should have called him out a little earlier. Jordan, I don't know what kind of responsibility you're taking for that.
We'll see if it awakes. Big-time players step up in the fourth quarter. We'll see if he turns it up a notch.
Hit State.
Turnover. Cross-court pass intercepted by Colton Butler. Reach and foul called against Ferris, and Colton will go to the line for a one-on-one situation. Chance to chip in and lead with the clock stopped.
Colton does a fantastic job as sitting on the top of that backside. You throw a cross-court pass against him, it better be good because he goes and gets most of them.
How many times have we seen that this year?
Oh, just a ton. He's a ball hawk. Play him at linebacker this year and let him go get some interceptions. What do you say?
I like it. I like the idea. Front end of the one-on-one for Colton is up, and it's in. Barely got it over the front of the iron, but the Spartans have got that lead back down to single digits. They trail 45-36 with 7:21 to play in the game.
I think you had to change the tempo of the game some. I like what the Spartans are doing.
Second foul shot for Butler. Good. 45-37. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left of the game. Spartans in that full court press. Butler nearly had another turnover. Loose ball was picked up by Kaylor Miller for Summit Academy, and now they'll reset their offense. Nursing a five-point lead. Bodie Jacobson's called for a reach-in foul. Figueroa will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Every foul, three, Bodie Jacobson.
And Bodie reached.
Let's figure out. Figueroa's quick. You know, you talked about not being able to get the ball in bounds. It's because he's right up in him, and he has that confident quickness.
Yeah, very quiet. Like,
yeah. Just, hey, I can stay with you no matter what you do, so bring it on.
Cans the first foul shot, 46-37, Summit Academy by 9. Second shot, good.
Smooth little player.
Up 10, 7 minutes to play in the game. Willstead finds an open Roper, a corner three up, well short, and the rebound to Figueroa from 10 feet out.
That's just not Roper's game.
It's the second time he's tried from the left corner, and both have come up short. And a timeout taken by Coach Everett Gray for Summit Academy. Stops the clock with 6:48 to play in the contest. It is a 30-second timeout. We have a quick break in the action. Hopefully the Spartans can keep their championship hopes alive. We have 6:48 left in the fourth quarter. It's 47-37.
Down 10, 6:48 left. Like you say, you're going to have to do it on the defensive end.
Yeah. Your defense has got to start creating offense. Let's put it that way. Ferris, quick 16-foot jumper from the corner is good. And Summit Academy has reopened a 12-point lead. The Spartans seem stuck right now. Kobe Butler down low. Foul shot doesn't fall, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. They call that foul on Scott. He's now got four. Hagan Hines, Velez will check in. So you have Velez and Hines down low.
I mean, he's been in foul trouble this half. It's helped the Spartans. He's just barely got back on.
Kobe knocks down the first foul shot. Chops the lead down to 11.
Coach, let him go. He missed it anyway.
Scott getting an earful from Coach Gray. I wouldn't want to tick Coach Gray off.
No, he's intense.
Kobe misses the second foul shot. Up high, rebound grab by Velez. It's an 11-point lead for Summit Academy. 49-38, 6:27 remaining in the game. Figueroa goes to Ferris. His shot no good. And the rebound grab by Kobe. Kobe gives it to Willstead. Willstead needs to go to work. He's trapped, trying to find some space, but it's excellent defense by Summit Academy. Willstead has to go to Ridge. Ridge's cross-court pass is intercepted by Hagan Hines, and a reach-in foul called against Colton Butler. A lot of ill-advised cross-court passes from everyone on the team tonight, Scott.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't see it. Do we have a high post available? I mean,
movement away from the ball hasn't been great either.
No. I think we've been most effective when we played what Emory calls smart. We play a high post, too low wings, too high. You know, the problem with the personnel you have in, Colton's usually that person. And right now, he's one of the low guys.
Hines missed the front end of the 1-1. That's the last 1-1 of the game for Summit Academy. Emory's got 19 fouls, so it's double bonus from here on out. Bodie to Willstead, three ball, no good. Dylan has just struggled from the field tonight. And the
he's had a hard time getting it.
Defensive rebound grabbed by Summit Academy, but then we had a travel called. Miller.
They had him boxed off, and everybody's just kind of boxed off. And Colton Butler says, no, I mean, get involved. He tried to get in there on the ball, and Miller traveled.
Kaylor Miller with a travel. Ball goes back to Emory. They trail by 11. 5:44 left to play in the game. It's 49-38. Willstead, three ball. Good. Dylan Willstead finally got one to fall from the right wing. Coach Todd Jeffs wants to take a timeout. Emory down by 8, 49-41. Scott, normally you hit one. Maybe you can find that rhythm.
Right. I mean, especially a player like Willstead.
Full timeout taken by Coach Todd Jeffs. We'll take it with him. 5:37 left to play in the game. Summit Academy 49, Emory 41. It's Emory Spartan basketball on AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
College is an important part of your future, and Emory Telcom is making it easier. If you're a high school senior looking for a little extra cash for college, listen up. Emory Telcom has a scholarship opportunity available to you. The Emory Telcom College Scholarship Program offers $1,000 scholarship awards to high school students from Grand, Carbon, San Juan, and Emory counties. To apply is really simple. You just go to the Emory Telcom website and click on the Community tab, then Scholarships, and fill out the application. The deadline to apply is April 26th, so get started today.
Back to the action on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
5:37 left in the game, 49-41. Emory right now in a little bit of a hole, hoping that their defense can continue to create some offense and get back into this game. Full court press, and Summit Academy breaks it. Different look right now for the Spartans. They have Bodie, Ridge, and Willstead in the backcourt. Then you have Colton, Kobe Butler down low. So three sophomores out there right now. Tough look inside for Summit Academy. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Over to Emory.
That's a tough shot. You can force shots like that.
Golden opportunity for the Spartans to get back into this ball game. Willstead's going to bring it right side. Uses a bounce pass to Bodie. Bodie is trapped. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow in favor of Summit Academy. Did you get a foul call on that particular play?
I don't think so. No. I think Bodie's just, that's not. For one, don't let him set where you want. And you need to do something to create some space. A dribble, a fake, or something, just to get the defense to move a little bit.
Summit Academy ball really pressed against the 5-second rule. They barely get it in. And a foul called against Emory.
I think they pushed Dillon out of bounds to get there.
Still would have been a 5-second, very close
It.
5:03 left to play in the game, and now two foul shots coming for Ferris for Summit Academy. First shot is up, and it's in.
Have a chance to take it to 10 points again with 5:03 left.
One more shot coming. It's up, and it is good. 51-41. Emory down 10. Willstead will walk it up. Again, the defensive pressure for Summit Academy has been a pain all day long for Dillon. He lost the ball, and it's a turnover picked up by Whedon. Whedon drives, two-point basket, and the lead is back up to 12. 53-41. The Spartans just cannot maintain any sort of consistency offensively. Bodie, he's going to drive. The sophomore at the rim lays it in for two. Big time play for Bodie.
Yeah, nice job taking to the basket. I mean, I think the sophomores have come in and played well.
Slap foul called against Ridge. Stops the clock with 4:25 to play in the game, and it's a two-shot foul. Whedon will go to the line. Whedon, a very good foul shooter.
Just a small little quick kid. Reminds you of a gym rat. Guy just, stays in the gym, walks around school, and you think he's on the chess club, but
he plays some good basketball.
Smooth.
He is.
Change of direction, speed.
That's line for two shots. First shot's up, and it's in. An 11-point lead for Summit Academy. Time's running out on the Spartans. We only have 4:26 left in the ballgame. Got the lead to six, right? It was 41-47. Mm-hmm. And since then, Summit Academy has dominated 55-43.
Came out that big run to start the half, really. It's put the Spartans in a hole.
Willstead to Bodie. Three ball. Good. Bodie from downtown. And the lead's nine. 55-46. 4:13 left, and a foul whistled against Colton Butler. Colton didn't seem to get a whole lot of content. Maybe an anticipation call? I don't know.
It's kind of true, kind of swung.
Sends Whedon back to the line for Summit Academy. That's the fifth personal foul against Colton Butler. So his day is done. Tyson Roper will check back in.
Colton gives you, all year he's giving you a lot of energy, a lot of effort.
First shot is up, and it's in. Leads back to 10. Scott will come in now for Summit Academy. Velez goes to the bench. So they have Miller, Scott, Whedon, Ferris and Hines in the game.
It's going to be a tough lineup to press.
Whedon knocks down the second, 57-46. Ridge with a bounce pass, gets it to Wilstead, corner three, no good, off the side of the iron, rebound by Bodie. Bodie brings it back out, goes cross court to Wilstead, he pump fakes, Dylan drives, easy two-point basket. Emory back within nine with 3:57 to play in the game. Trying the full court press, Bodie pickpockets Whedon, but he comes back up with the basketball, then travels. There's still plenty of time left in this game.
Yeah, I mean, 4 minutes. It has that chaotic feel.
Where something could happen.
Yeah.
Emory basketball. Here comes Ridge. Walks up, stops straight away, goes to Wilstead. Wilstead has Ferris in his face. Drives left side, nothing there. Kills his dribble, goes to Butler. Butler hands it right back off to Wilstead. Wilstead draws a foul shot. Foul, no, they wave it off. Wilstead got the shot to fall from just inside the charity stripe, but they wave it off.
That just won't give you anything.
Not at the high school game. Continuation just doesn't exist. I think the referees go out of their way to make sure continuation doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's on Scott.
That's the fifth personal against Scott.
He hasn't played much the second half.
He goes to the bench. Velez will come back in. Emory can cut this lead to seven. If Wilstead can make good on a couple of foul shots, it is a one and one. Front end first, it's up, and it's in. Big shot by Dylan.
We need him to come, you know, he's being a subpar game.
Yeah, well, he's being more aggressive offensively.
Right. If you're going to win the state tournament, you need your best players to perform.
Yep. Second shot for Wilstead. Good. Lead is seven. Spartans have got within six here in the second half. That's as close as they've gotten. And now full court press once again. Whedon with the ball. Bodie tries to stick with him. Whedon breaks the press. 3 minutes and 28 seconds left. Ridge pickpockets from behind, but a reach-in foul called against Ridge, and that is not a good call. Ridge came from behind to strip the ball from Whedon right in front of us.
Yeah, he's out of position to see it.
And Whedon will go back to the line. A very good foul shooter again for Summit Academy. It's a tough call to make.
Yep.
Shot is up. No good. Whedon missed.
It's just a seven-point game. Still 3:27 left here in the fourth.
Plenty of time.
The pace of the game's ground to a halt.
Right. Big foul shot for Whedon. Missed the first. Seconds up. He makes good on that one. 58-50. Emory's got to make every offensive possession count at this point in time of the game. Bodie comes off of the right wing. Bounce pass down low to Kobe Butler. Lays it in for two. It's 52-58. Emory back within six. Here's the full court press. Can Summit Academy handle it? Whedon nearly lost his footing. He's able to regroup as he crosses the mid-stripe line, and now he'll hold. Bodie with a steal. Bodie tries an entry or an outlet pass to Wilstead, and a foul is called against Ferris, and that will send the sophomore Bodie to the line to shoot two. The Spartans can cut this lead to four.
And it got Scott out.
And a timeout taken by Summit Academy. The momentum slowly turning in this one. 58-52, full timeout. Foul shots for the sophomore Bodie Jacobson when we return on AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
Arthritis, osteoporosis, joint replacement, balance disorders. These are all things that can affect your mobility and quality of life as you age, but they don't have to stop you from living your life to the fullest. The professionals at Castleview Physical Therapy have specialized programs designed to restore your mobility, increase your fitness levels, and reduce overall pain. There's so much life to enjoy, and it's time to stop watching from the sidelines and start participating. Schedule your appointment today at Castleview Physical Therapy.
Back to the action on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
Out of the timeout, Coach Jeffs will go with Ridge Nilsson, Bodie Jacobson, Dylan Wilstead, Tyson Roper, and Kobe Butler. Colton Butler is fouled out of the game. On the flip side,
Ty Justice
out with an ankle.
Yeah.
On the flip side, Summit Academy will roll with the Velez, Figueroa,
Miller.
Hines, Ferris, and Miller. They took Whedon out of the game, which was shocking. I mean, he's been money at the foul line. That's someone I think I'd want in the game at this point.
See the one that had the turnover? Regardless.
First shot for Bodie is in. The sophomore has made big play after big play all year long. So why not step up and can a couple of foul shots and get this lead to 5 with 3 minutes to play in the game. Second shot for Bodie. Good. The Plinko falls, and it's 58-54. 3 minutes even left in the game. Figueroa with the ball gets it inside the perimeter. Now he'll bring it back out for Summit Academy. How much air do you take out of the ball here? Miller drives, lost the ball. Bodie has it down low. The Spartans have numbers. Bodie slows it up, nearly lost the ball. He's got to recover, and now he takes a timeout.
Good call.
Beautiful call. 2:45 left in the game. 58-54. Emory down by 4, but they have the ball on what's been an incredible comeback up to this point. This is as close as the game has been since the second
quarter.
Down
11?
Down 12.
12. Ah, look at the Spartan fans having a good time.
Student bodies in full force today. Scott said having a good old time. They're into the game right now. And well, if you're Summit Academy, you're a little uneasy right now with 2:45 left to play in the game.
There's still a lot of time. And that momentum's changed. Mo's a crazy thing.
Now, a win for Emory tonight, or today, rather. They play at 7 o'clock tomorrow
night
against South Summit. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. A loss, they play at 4 o'clock tomorrow against Parowan. Either which way, we'll have a live call for you right here on KOAL. Willstead with the ball, gets the pass in to Bodie. Bodie crosses over. Figueroa goes to Ridge. The senior regroups, gets it to Willstead. Willstead's going to direct some traffic. Emory can show patience right now. There's still 2.5 to play in the game. They trail 58-54. Bodie with the ball. Goes to Ridge in the corner. Ridge, turnover. Lofted the ball in the air, and it was picked up by Miller. Miller to Velez. Velez got away with a travel, but he lays it in for 2, and the lead's back up to 6. A wasted offensive set for Emory. 2:10 left to play in the game. Bodie runs it up, goes to Ridge. Ridge puts it on the ground, tries to drive in, and he's fouled. And Ridge may have gotten away with one because he tripped and lost control of the basketball, but now the senior will go to the line to shoot 2.
How many's on him? 3 on Miller.
And now we have 2 crucial shots for Ridge Nielsen. Excuse me. First shot for Ridge is up, and it's in. Boy, we've had some costly cross-court turnovers, Scott.
Yeah.
Costly.
They're trapping, but you just fake up, get around, get some body.
Ridge missed the second shot. Offensive rebound handled by Roper. We have a jump ball, and the possession arrow is in favor of Emory. So you can cut this to a one-possession game. The miss wasn't all in vain for Ridge. If you can score here.
Nice job by Roper to climb up and get that one.
Need it now. Need an offensive basket here. Willstead gets it into Ridge. Ridge to Dillon. Dillon on the left wing. Goes to Ridge in the corner. 3 ball up. Well short. Roper goes high for the offensive board. Oh. Missed a shot at the rim on the putback. And now we have another jump ball. Possession arrow in favor. Then they call the foul on Kobe Butler.
Called it on Bodie.
Okay, not Kobe.
Yeah, so I don't know. I didn't see.
Oh, man. Kaylor Miller will now go to the line to shoot 2. First shot is up, and it's in. And right now it's a 2-possession game. This is a biggie for Summit Academy. Felt like the opportunity was there to steal this one.
Yeah, I agree. Short. Nope.
Miller knocks down both. So after struggling mightily in the first half from the foul line, Summit Academy has been pretty good in the second half. Willstead is manned up, lost the basketball. Yeah, the ball stripped, and they say it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Emory. There's no way. Willstead had the ball knocked out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds, and they say it goes to Summit Academy.
I didn't see it. I mean, he had a hand in front of him.
And now Summit Academy has this game well in control with 90 seconds left. Ferris drives in for 2. It's a 9-point lead. Ridge runs quickly down the other side of the court, and he gets hammered.
Holy.
Ridge will go to the line to shoot 2. Wow, a turn of events at the end of this game that just did not play in Emory's favor. They caught no break, Scott.
Yeah, that one's just an easy call. I don't know if he said it came off his head. I mean, why? I mean, the ball. Dylan's got his hand on the ball. Both sides has just popped out.
That's tough. First shot for Ridge is in. Lead is 8. Now you got to rely on misses at the foul line. Now you're getting a whole lot of help to get a victory here. Ridge missed the second shot short. Roper got the rebound. And that looked like an all ball, but Roper will go to the line to shoot 2. It is by the same official that just gave Summit Academy the ball in the controversial swipe. So I think we got the old-fashioned makeup call. And if Tyson can knock down these two, we got a 6-point ball game again, Scott.
Yeah, crazy game.
First shot for Roper, no good. The Spartans have had a lot of success on the offensive glass with Scott out of the game. Again, he fouled out, the big 6'8" center for Summit Academy.
So dominant in the first half.
He was. Roper knocks down the second. Been pretty good at the charity stripe tonight.
Yes, he has.
64-57.
And on the boards.
Full court press being applied by Bodie. Figueroa is fouled by Willstead. That's 4 on Dylan.
Got to take a chance off that.
Dylan lowered his shoulder and went in for a tackle on that one. Didn't really try to make a play on the ball.
I thought he was going to try and dive in, you know, because it was a pick.
And then realized
switch, protect yourself, protect your face.
I think Aurora missed the first foul shot. Dallas Wheaton comes in, and Tyler Ferris goes to the bench for Summit Academy. Minute 17 left of the game, 64-57. Summit Academy up by 7. Second shot, no good. He missed them both. Rebound to Roper. Roper gives it to Willstead. Emery's got to work quickly. Willstead to Bodie. Bodie drives. Little contact, no foul. Shot no good at the rim. Tip in by Tyson Roper. It's a 5-point game and a timeout taken by Coach Jeffs with a minute 6 to play in the fourth.
Nice job right there by Tyson and Colby right there. Get a tip in.
Right now in this timeout, we have a full timeout taken by Emery. Scott, in this particular timeout, you have to deny Dallas Wheaton the basketball.
Right.
You do not want him going to the foul line. Anybody else, you take your chances with.
I agree with that. He missed the one short, but everything's looking, what is he, 7 of 8, 5 of 6?
He's been money. And the shots that he's hit, they haven't even hit the rim. I mean, they've been nothing but net.
Yeah, and soft. So, I mean, you got to deny everything right here. And the hard part is because of the made basket, they have the whole baseline, so it makes it tougher to get an angle to deny it.
Well, there's a minute 6 left in the game, 64-59. Emory down by 5. Both teams are out of fouls to give. Double bonus the rest of the way. Dylan Willstead has 4 fouls, and that's something to pay attention to. We've already lost Colton Butler. We've lost Ty Justice to an ankle injury. Lost Tyson Roper for the majority of the first quarter because of an injury. He's been back and he's played great. Summit Academy basketball. They run the baseline. They get the ball in. Miller went right around. Bodie gives it off to Figueroa, who finds Hines in the corner.
He's missed some. Not Dylan.
Dylan can't get his 5th foul here. Summit Academy will take a timeout. It was Willstead on Hines in the corner. And Coach Gray is going to take a timeout for Summit Academy.
I don't know. They complained there was a foul there. I didn't see it.
Dylan made sure there was a lot of space, made sure that he was swiping cleanly at the ball. You can't call a foul there.
I mean, there's space. I mean, move the ball. Get a fight. I mean, you have to use a timeout when there's no double team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it.
64-59, 54 seconds left in the game. It's Summit Academy basketball out of the timeout. Emory has Kobe Butler, Dylan Willstead, Ridge Nielsen, Bodie Jacobson, and Tyson Roper out on the court.
It's the most athletic I think we can get, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And out of the timeout, Miller will inbound for Summit Academy. He has Hines, Ferris, Figueroa, and Velez out on the court from the side looking. And it's nearly intercepted by Willstead. So close.
Oh,
and somehow Ferris comes up with a ball, and we have a double dribble called against Ferris. He pinned the ball on his hip and then went back to the dribble. So a turnover for Emory.
Dylan, you know, you talk about receivers, you know, to go get the ball, don't let it come to you. He had that one.
He did.
Oh.
And it's Emory basketball with 46 seconds to play. They can get this to a one-possession game. Willstead with the ball. He's got to work quickly. There's only 43 seconds left in the game. May have gotten away with a carry. Gets it to Ridge. Corner three is no good. Willstead with a rebound. Willstead, nowhere to go. Goes right back to Ridge. Ridge drives, kicks it to Willstead. Contested three ball. Foul and one from downtown. Willstead has a chance for a four-point play with 31 seconds to play in the game. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Willstead on the left elbow, falling down, two hands in his face, knocked to the ground, knocks it down, chance for a four-point play. It's 64-62, Summit Academy by two, with 31 seconds left to play in the game. Huge foul shot here for Willstead. The shot's up, and it's in. It's going to be a true one-possession game regardless on this next set. Oh. Summit Academy barely gets the ball in against the 5 seconds. Miller to Figueroa. 24 seconds left. How much time before you foul?
I think take your chances at some, you know.
18 seconds left on the clock. Figueroa holds. 14 seconds left, and he's finally fouled by Butler. And the bench for Summit Academy just ran onto the court. There was a huge,
A play on the ball.
The referees are talking. You've got to just call this a personal foul, personal two-shot foul. Yeah. Summit Academy's bench is very fortunate they didn't get a technical. Yeah. In fact, if there's three officials, probably do.
Yeah. I mean, he made a play on the ball. It was a hard play, but he made a play on the ball. That's the football player I know and love right there.
Kobe Butler. Sends Figueroa to the line. Two crucial foul shots right here. First shot is up. It's in. Two-point game, 65-63 with 13 seconds to play.
Oh, you got to love the state basketball tournament.
It is intense. A brilliant come-from-behind effort for Emory. Figueroa has one more coming. Shot is good. Three-point game. Willstead runs it up. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Willstead goes to Bodie, the sophomore for three. It's good! Bodie banks it in with 3 seconds to play. And the Spartans call timeout with 2.8 on the clock. How many times has a sophomore Bodie Jacobson come through in the clutch? Unbelievable.
Bank shot goes.
30-second timeout called by Emory. It looked way off from our view, but the reason it looked off is because he banked it in.
Hey, there's karma, isn't it? I mean, don't we deserve something from
the girls?
They lost on the same shot, maybe even worse.
2.8 seconds left in regulation. The Spartans have mounted a furious comeback. Now you're a miracle from Summit Academy away from forcing four more minutes, Scott.
Yeah, have another timeout.
Oh, my goodness. They put 3.5 on the clock. And now we have a full timeout. Nobody has any timeouts remaining. Summit Academy just used their last. Do not go anywhere. 3.5 seconds remaining in regulation. 66-66. Summit Academy ball in 30 seconds.
Back to the action on KOAL, AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
3.5 seconds remaining, 66-66. Summit Academy ball, they got to go the length of the court if they want to get a shot off to potentially win this game in regulation. Emory trailed by 12 with about 5 minutes to play in the game. And Bodie Jacobson, the sophomore, just banked in a three from the left wing. There's the inbounds pass. It goes to Ferris. Gets a decent look. Swatted by Kevin Butler. And that will do it for regulation. Kevin Butler, all ball block.
Oh, yeah,
and we need four more minutes to settle this quarterfinal matchup. Oh, my goodness. What a comeback by Emory.
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal comeback.
And, Scott, we got to mention, you said with about 5 minutes to go, the game has a feel where something chaotic could go down, and that's exactly what happened. If you're just joining us, Emory trailed by 12 with 5 minutes to play in the game, slowly chipping away. They're down by 5 points. Dylan Wilstead knocks down a left wing three from about 2 feet behind the three-point line. Foul and one. Four-point play. We get the ball back down by three with just 13 seconds left. The sophomore Bodie Jacobson banks in a three from the exact same wing to tie this game and send it into overtime.
It's amazing. It's an amazing game. Like I said, I love basketball. Football's my real passion.
Sure.
I love baseball too. But there is something about state basketball play, but it's what high school's all about,
right,
in my opinion.
Nah, I'm with you.
And academics, but
right.
I mean, as far as extracurricular activities, there's
nothing beats it. Now again, Summit Academy's big fella Zach Scott is fouled out of the game. Emory will come out with Kevin Butler, Tyson Roper, Ridge Nielsen, Dylan Wilstead, and Bodie Jacobson. Emory won the toss. Now they're going to re-jump it. Butler went up, swatted it. They say the ball had not reached its high point to where it would, I guess, an illegal jump. So we jump it again, and Emory wins it again.
So they waited until it came down this time.
And now Emory can take the lead. It'd be their first lead since the first quarter. Wilstead to Roper. Foul and one down low. Off of the pass from Dylan Wilstead, and the senior Tyson Roper has a chance to give Emory a three-point lead on a three-point play.
Nice job. Way to finish right there. Dylan getting into the teeth of that defense. And Emory's done a great job of diving to that box all year. Tyson just catches and finishes.
Knocks down the and one. 69-66. 3:46 left in the first overtime.
Now you get to play a little different game.
Hey, you have control. We'll see if Emory changes anything up at all. Figueroa with the ball for Summit Academy. Goes far side. Holding its Miller back to Figueroa. He's going to drive. Feeds in a pass to Hines. Hines back to Velez. Shot at the rim. No good. Velez gets his own rebound.
Foul.
Travel.
That's okay.
They call a foul against Tyson Roper.
Shoot the ball.
Roper's hands were straight up.
Yeah.
I thought that was an up-and-down travel. That's a two-shot foul, and that'll send Velez to the line to shoot two. Sam Velez, the 6'6" junior for Summit Academy, not the best foul shooter on this team.
Yes, several.
First shot is up, and it's no good. Long off of the back iron. If he misses this, you got to secure the defensive board, Scott, then you have control.
And there's nothing. And then it's like it might really come off, too. I mean,
right.
We're not talking about something comes off soft.
Missed them both. Kevin Butler with a rebound. Butler gets it to Ridge. And now if you're Emory, you just take your time. You get what you want here offensively. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in overtime. Bodie with the ball on the left wing. Lost it. Able to recover. Now a foul called. That goes against Velez, and Bodie will go to the line to shoot two.
It's a long time. I mean, I've seen Spartans go to delay with a lot. I'm not saying they should.
This Summit Academy defense makes it hard to go to delay.
Because they're very, very quick.
Right.
Have good length.
Third foul on Velez, and Bodie knocks down the first foul shot. Of course he does. We're going to have fun watching the sophomore group for a very long time. He is something else, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the sophomore group in general has played phenomenal in this game.
Yeah.
Second shot for Bodie is up, and it's good. 71-66, Emory by five, their largest lead of the game with 3:15 left to play. Dallas Whedon brings it up for Summit Academy. Goes far side to Kaylor Miller. Back to Whedon. To Ferris. Nope. Left wing three. It's short. Ridge with a long rebound. Nearly lost the ball. Now he's got a clean handle on it. 1 minute gone by, rather, here in the overtime. 2:57 left. Wilstead with the ball goes to Ridge. Emory playing about two steps above the mid-stripe line. Wilstead now with the ball on the right wing. Goes right back to Ridge, and they're going to run some clock, and rightfully so. You got a true two-possession lead right now. Bodie feeds it into Kevin Butler down low. Kevin has the ball stripped. Ball goes out of bounds, but Coach Jeff's called for a timeout beforehand.
That might have come off of Butler's leg, too.
It's so close. Full timeout is taken. We're in overtime. 2:41 left to play. 71-66. Emory leads. And it's Emory ball when we return.
We've been so busy the last few weeks. Looks like it's fast food again. I just want real food. a real meal.
Don't worry, we're going to KFC tonight. Hot, juicy chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and even dessert. A delicious, hearty meal. And I can get it at the drive-thru. So when you want a real meal, but don't have time to cook, get to KFC. Just one quick stop at the drive-up window and you've got a great dinner to take home to your family. KFC. They've got dinner covered.
You're listening to Emory Spartan Basketball on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM.
2:41 left in the first overtime, 71-66, Emory by 5. It's Spartan Basketball. Wilstead gets it into Bodie off the inbounds underneath the basket. Bodie now holding on the right side of the court, goes to work, drives the paint, floater. Up, it's in. Bodie for two more, and it's 73-66. Emory by 7 with 2:25 left to play.
This guy's handled all the pressure, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Three ball. Ferris knocks it down for Summit Academy, and the lead is down to 4, 73-69. No quit, neither team. Wilstead breaks the 10-second press. Now drives, hard, shot, no good at the rim. Little contact, no foul called. Loose ball, it's handled by Summit Academy, and a push foul called against Ridge.
Oh, touch. Is that it for Ridge?
That's the fifth personal against Ridge Nielsen. He's out of the game. Kobe Butler will check in. Scott, literally 30 seconds ago, we had a 7-point lead. It's down to 4, and now it's foul shots for Summit Academy.
Ridge fouls out. Played a phenomenal game.
Yeah, he did. Dallas Whedon, one of the better foul shooters on this Summit Academy team, goes to the foul line to shoot 2. First shot is up, and it's in. It's a one-possession game again with a minute 58 left in overtime.
Wow.
We were all smiles a moment ago. Now we're feeling the same thing that Summit Academy felt at the end of regulation. Second shot for Whedon. No good. Rims out the rebound to Kobe. Kobe gives it to Bodie. Bodie pressed man-to-man. He's got to break half court, and he does. Bodie nearly lost the ball. Crosses over to Kobe. Down low. Shot good. Kobe Butler off the left low block, and it's 75-70 with a minute 43 left in overtime. Summit Academy quickly the opposite way. Belaz with the ball 15 feet, high post, kicks it out to Ferris. Foul.
Oh.
Shot does not fall, but he was fouled shooting a 3, and that's the fifth foul against Dylan Wilstead. He is fouled out of the game. If we would have had another 4-point play, I'd have lost it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen two of those in one high school game.
I think you go Bryce Dugmore.
Coach Jeffs has time to choose who he wants to go with.
I just don't. He's going to try Ty.
He's going to go with Ty Justice. So Ridge Nielsen, Colton Butler, and Dylan Wilstead have all fouled out. Minute 36 left in overtime, 75-70, but a 3-shot foul now.
Is Bryce on the... You seen him today?
I thought I did during warm-ups.
I see him on the bench.
I'm not seeing him on the bench right now.
Might be the way they're leaned. We can't see him.
First shot for Ferris is good. 75-71. Second shot is up, and it's good. 75-72. It's hard to knock 3 straight foul shots down.
Yeah, jinx them if you can.
Yeah. Minute 36 left in the first overtime. Third shot for Ferris. It's good. He canned all 3 of those with ease. Figueroa comes into the game. Ferris goes to the bench. 75-73, Emory by 2. They're down 3 key contributors because of fouls. Now you got to put the ball in the hands of your sophomore, Bodie Jacobson. Justice looking. Gets it into Roper. Roper to Bodie. Bodie crosses half court. Now he slows it up. The sophomore has handled the pressure and some in this game. It's been an unbelievable performance. Bodie drives, feeds it to Kevin Butler. They call a charge on Bodie inside the paint.
I think you go the other way as well.
And a 7-point lead is evaporated, and now Summit Academy can tie or take the lead with a 3 on a very controversial charge called against Bodie Jacobson. Can Emory hang on for the final 80 seconds of the first overtime? Summit Academy is also down their best player as well because of fouls. Figueroa.
For a long time.
He has. It helped spark the comeback. Three ball from Miller in the corner. No good at short. Figueroa gets the rebound. Swatted by Kevin Butler. Kobe Butler gets the rebound. Gets it to Kevin Butler. Butler to Jacobson.
Oh, my goodness.
55 seconds left in the game. Bodie with the ball out of the backcourt. Crosses half court. Kills his dribble. Bodie, cross court to Roper. Roper gets it to Ty. Ty to Bodie. 44 seconds left in the overtime. 75-73, Emory by two. Bodie on the right wing. Straight away crossover dribble. Taking off some precious clock. Bodie drives. Gets it to Kevin. Kevin to Ty. Ty to Roper. 30 seconds left. Summit Academy yet to go to the foul. Ty's got the ball. Killed his dribble. In a little trouble. Gets it to Roper. Now back to Bodie. 22 seconds left. Bodie kicks it out to Ty. 19 seconds.
Get it back to Ty.
Ty's holding with 15, and he's finally fouled.
I don't think you can call it. Even though he didn't go for the ball, I don't think you can call that after what we've had.
Coach Jeff is asking for the intentional. You know, the South Summit game, they called one just like that.
Is that really?
An intentional, but identical.
Huh.
Identical, they called one.
You know, right here's a chance for Ty. You know, he didn't get to play much this game to come in
and ice the game.
Ice the game.
One of the best foul shooters in 2A. First shot for Ty, it's in. 76-73. Unless we have a four-point play, you can't lose in the first overtime. But a crucial foul shot coming up here for Ty Justice. Emory trying to squeeze out one of the better comebacks we've seen. Ty missed the second. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Emory basketball went out of bounds off of Barris. And with 14.4 to play, Emory will inbound underneath their own basket. Justice to inbound. Looking. Ty lofts it into Bodie and it's intercepted. Nobody was there. Barris stops. Pops for three. No good. Rebound by Tyson Roper. He's fouled with 6.8 left in the game. Barris got a clean look from the left wing.
Look.
It was halfway down and rimmed out. And now Tyson Roper will go to the line. He just needs one of two to put this game on ice. Let the senior take us home. Give us one of two, and we'll go to the semifinals tomorrow against South Summit. Roper, first shot up. It's in. 77-73, and that should do it. What a comeback for Emory. It's, you know, this game's been so chaotic, it's not over yet, Scott. This game's not over yet. One more shot for Roper. This one would make it very difficult for Summit Academy to come back. Second shot is up. It is good. 78-73. 6 seconds. Barris with the ball. He runs. Puts up a wing three ball. No good. That'll do it. Emory wins. They advance in the state tournament. An unbelievable come-from-behind fashion. They live to play another day, Scott. What can you say about this?
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
Wow, that's a phenomenal comeback win.
You end regulation with consecutive four-point and three-point plays to erase a 13-point deficit.
Wow.
Emory, 78. Summit Academy, 73. Final score, Emory will meet South Summit tomorrow in the semifinals for a chance to play for the state championship.
This is Dr. Kelly Jensen of High Desert Orthopedics. I know that a quickly treated sports-related injury will heal faster and get your athlete back in the game sooner and healthier. That is why my staff at High Desert Orthopedics is committed to making sure your injury is assessed and treated started within 24 hours of when you contact my office in almost all situations. So if your athlete needs treatment, call High Desert Orthopedics at 637-BONE. High Desert Orthopedics, the best care your athlete deserves.
Final score, Emory escapes with a 78-73 overtime victory over Summit Academy in the quarterfinals of the 2A state tournament. With that win, Emory will now advance to the semifinals tomorrow at 7 o'clock when they take on South Summit for a chance to play for the state championship. And if there's ever been a need for a post-game show, tonight it's definitely it. We're going to continue this coverage right now by taking a look at the first half statistics on a well-played game for both teams. We start by taking a look at what Emory was able to do in the fourth quarter. They scored 33 points. 33 points. They had 66 going into overtime. 33 of them came in the fourth quarter. That's the type of offensive performance that we've seen late in the ballgame as Emory escapes consecutive plays. We're going to talk more about it here in just a minute with the we're going to talk more about that in just a moment with the coach. I believe Coach Butler or Coach Jeffs will join us, one of the two at the broadcast table. We'll take a look at the final individual statistics. Leading scorer in the game for Emory tonight, we only had two 15-point performance from Dylan Wilstead and Bodie Jacobson. We had a 14-point performance from Tyson Roper, a 10-point performance from Ridge Nilsson, and 12 points from Kobe Butler. Five individuals reached double digits for the Emory Spartans in a true team effort. Now, stepping up to the broadcast booth, we have Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartans. We'll get Coach in here right now. Coach, all I can say is wow.
Yeah, quite a game. I felt really good going in, and then we just, you know, really struggled for most of the game, but I give a lot of credit to our guys. They never let down. There were so many opportunities in the fourth quarter that, you know, it seems like plays went against us and things didn't go our ways, and maybe a call or two just really scratch your head and wonder what the heck things are looking at. And there were so many opportunities for our guys to collectively, you know, hang their heads and say, well, it's not going to happen tonight. But they didn't do that. And I don't remember a team I've been more proud of fighting through adversity and fighting through some struggles. And, you know, we made a lot of goofy turnovers. And I told our guys afterwards, you know, you're throwing the ball past a 6-foot-tall white kid your whole life, and then you run into a 6-foot-4 black kid, and it's a little bit different, you know. And we didn't get the chance to do that very much, but I still credit our kids that the effort that they made was just phenomenal.
Coach, if we go back and we look at what worked for you guys in the fourth quarter that didn't work the first three quarters, you guys limited turnovers, but what was it about the defense that you guys seen and adjusted to in the fourth quarter?
Well, it was just dumb luck, really. We went to a man-to-man, and we're not a very good man-to-man team. You know, when we do that, you've seen that throughout the year. We really seem to struggle, but, you know, we just kept at it and kept at it, and I think, you know, they missed enough shots, and we were finally rebounding a little better at that time, and then we were able to capitalize on the offensive end and make some plays. I thought Bodie, you know, not just the dumb luck shot he hit to put it into overtime, but he made some great plays in the middle of the paint, and you know, give him a lot of credit because he battled and made plays for us. And And, you know, all of our guys, Dylan, the 4-point play on the 3-point shot that he got fouled on, you know, that's huge. All those little things just add together, and we crept back into the game. I think we were still down 10, maybe, what, 2 or 3 minutes to go,
something like that.
So just great effort, and so proud of our guys. And, you know, seems like in a tournament, there's always one game that you scratch your head and say, boy, how did we win that, or how did we lose it? And luckily we were on the good end tonight of that.
One of the most overused terms in sports is incredible. So I got to ask you, Coach, in all your years of coaching basketball, have you ever seen a game end regulation with a 4-point play and a 3-point bank from the wing consecutively? Have you ever seen it?
No, I don't think so. I guess karma was on our side tonight, you know, or this morning or whatever it is right now. I'm a little bit shaken, but you know, we're banged up. That we had some kids get hurt in this game. That's got me concerned a little bit. Ty Justice, you know, we started him in the third quarter and tried to play him, but he wasn't moving on that ankle at all. So that's a big factor for us. That takes away some of our stretch. And you know, Dylan got dinged up 2 or 3 times, and they were a physical bunch. And you know, we're gonna feel it tonight. Luckily, we've got, you know, a little bit of a stretch to before we play tomorrow night. We can get healthy and get ready for South Summit. So, you know, exciting time of year, exciting game. You couldn't ask for much more here today.
No.
That had a little bit of everything some. And so, you know, and then the other part of it was I thought in the overtime we really took charge early.
Yep.
You know, we jump out 5 or 6 points. That's huge. And in overtimes, when you're not trying to play from behind, that's a huge momentum shift for us. So that was a big credit to our kids. And our sophomores were the ones doing it. You know, we were getting into the paint, and Colby was making plays. And it wasn't just our older kids. We had a lot of huge efforts from those young kids as well. And so just really proud of our guys, and glad to be able to advance in the tournament. So that's a good game to be a part of when it turns out that way.
It is. Coach, you mentioned the younger kids. I know we've had production all year long from Kobe, Colton, and Bodie, but the state tournament's a different stage. And I got to be honest, I wondered how Bodie would react to the type of defense that he's seen on this type of stage. It wasn't just Bodie. It wasn't just Colton. It wasn't just Kobe. The whole sophomore unit, they responded unbelievably.
They really did. You know, I thought early in the game when I first put Colby in, he missed a couple of gimmies. But he didn't let that affect anything. He went right back and made the same shots. So that was really good. And Bodie was just huge. I mean, the whole game, he took care of the ball for the most part. He made some boneheaded turnovers, and like all of us did. But I really, coming into the game, I didn't think their press would affect us as much as it did. I watched them on film 4 games. I watched them play last weekend, and I really didn't think that press was going to be as big a factor. But, boy, we struggled against it, you know. And we've seen that 1-2-2 press all year. We're seasoned at it. You think you're coming in, and we plan to attack it. And the funny thing about it is we've attacked it with the pass against some other teams and been successful, and that's how I thought we'd attack it here. The best thing that worked here was just get it to Dillon or get it to Bodie and go to the basket, you know. And once they got into that paint, there was a lot of openings. There was threes. There was everything else. But we struggled getting to that point. But we made just enough to get it done, I guess.
There's one play that stands out in my mind. It seems as if Summit Academy's taking complete control of the game. There's a minute 26 left. I believe we're down 7. Ridge wastes no time, takes the ball coast to coast, goes hard to the rack, draws a foul. He only makes one free throw, but we get the rebound. That was a turning point in the game, wasn't it?
Really was, you know. And I think, had I been official, which I pray to God I never will get that brain dead to do, but I watched that play that you're talking about, and Colby should have gotten a foul. He just, I mean, his guy went flying underneath the basket, and that, I don't remember who got, he didn't get the rebound, but the space he created gave us that opportunity to get the rebound, you know. So that was a big play. You know, a game like that, you can go through that last 3 or 4 minutes and the overtime, and every play's a big play.
Right.
Just so many guys stepped up, and you know, happiest I've seen a locker room in a long time. Those guys were pretty elated in there.
And rightfully so. Last question before I let you go, Coach. I know for you it's a quick turnaround. Now you got to start thinking about South Summit. What about this team?
Well, they're very good defensively, and they're different than the team we play today, because you're going to see man-to-man defense and something that we might be a little more comfortable attacking. They're very well coached, very good fundamentally defensively. We just got to lock up and play and continue to do some of the things we do well. And, you know, hopefully we can get healthy. That's my big concern right now, is we got some guys dinged up.
Well, Coach, congratulations on just a phenomenal, well-fought, well-earned win. It was fun all the way, and hopefully we have some more magic tomorrow night.
Well, I hope so. You know, maybe this is a good time for us.
Yeah, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to send it back to the studio for just a quick moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this broadcast right after this. Emory 78, Summit Academy 73, final.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
Emory High School Basketball on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Scott, there's definitely no argument about this. We got to go with the sophomore, Bodie Jacobson, who was absolutely phenomenal tonight for Emory. He finishes 4 of 6 from the field, 15 points, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds. That's a full day's work for a sophomore.
Yeah, and, you know, he did a great job in all aspects. I mean, that's why the stat line looks like that. And sometimes the stat line doesn't represent how hard or how much a kid does for a win.
Yeah.
That one's very representative of what it took from the young man to step up and help his team to victory.
It's going to do it for us. Final score, Emory 78, Summit Academy 73. The Spartans will head back to the court tomorrow night. They'll take on South Summit. I gotta end the broadcast with this, because every time this year, you know, we get around March Madness, and my grandma tells me every year, I hate March Madness because my soap operas don't record during March Madness.
Okay.
This is why we don't have regular scheduled programming during state basketball or national basketball tournaments, right?
Yeah, I you know, sometimes they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Dick, I don't know where you came from, brother, but you're not worried at all about a soap opera when there's a basketball game.
No, absolutely not. Final score again, 78-73. We're going to be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock tip-off, as the Spartans take on South Summit. It was definitely a fun one. USU Eastern Golden Eagle basketball is coming up here in about 20 minutes. They'll take on North Idaho in the opening round of the Region 18 tournament. For Scott Labrum, I'm Jordan Buscarini. Have a great day. We'll catch you a little bit later here on KOAL. Go Spartans!